This is Carol Flagg reporting live from HIMSS in Orlando, and I'm here with Rita Bowen of Healthport. Hi, Rita. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Like, Rita, I have to fess up to our recent followers. We're kind of old friends, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Rita is, thankfully, a regular contributor to our annual HIMSS highlights. Rita, what are you hearing? We were talking a little chatting here a bit. You said, you know, data integrity and patient engagement, but data integrity is a big issue this year at HIMSS. Tell us why.
Well, my perspective is that data integrity is the bedrock for your EMR and for actually getting information to the patient to have them engaged. Also, for breach and breaches regarding privacy and security, it is your bedrock, because without the integrity to assure that information in your system is correct, an instrumental breach could occur that you may not be aware of. So that's why we are so focused to that, because so many facilities have merged databases without the appropriate cleanup. So it's almost like the rush to get to the end product without doing the appropriate homework in order to make it work well has occurred across the country in many organizations. So that's what we're seeing a lot of.
It sounds like, you hear obviously about the stolen laptop, stolen iPhone, but that's not just what breaches are about, right?
Oh, no. That's what will get the news. But breaches will happen because a patient, say a nurse, they're going to be doing online nursing documentation, and they'll bring up the wrong patient, and they enter the wrong information on a patient's record that it doesn't belong to, and then that could go undetected. Not only would that possibly raise a flag for a breach in the future, it could also have a major patient safety concern if that was done with, caregiver's documentation, or if that information then was relayed to the next level of care and then they used that. So data integrity should be monitored at every step of the data entry process, and everybody is now in the business of becoming data entry specialist, so they have to become data stewards in every component of what they do within the organization.
And you mentioned OIG audits. They're coming back, or I guess they never really left, but they're increasing, aren't they?
They are increasing, and I think the focus is not only just on the privacy side, but also on the security side, and they're looking to see, was the appropriate risk assessments completed on the organization? So a lot of organizations applied for meaningful use stage one and said, oh, yes, they checked the box, we've done this. Now they're coming back and they're being audited to say, prove that you did it, and the analysis is not there. So there have been some organizations that are having to pay back money. So, people need to realize that it doesn't mean just checking the box. It really means having the backup support of the auditing and the analysis for the assessments that went with that to have occurred.
And those MU audits are also increasing. Obviously,
Absolutely.
Stage one, stage two, and CMS is saying, I believe, up to 10%.
Absolutely. I've seen a lot of people here on the floor during the convention that are actually setting up the business of doing the NIST standard audits, so to help people actually develop their risk assessments.
Rita, thank you so much. I've been talking with Rita Bowen of HealthPort. Check out their website. This is another HIMSS highlight.